here in Amud Gimel, I guess, that he says here that all the Malchias that were created, they represent the part of the world that's Hester, the part of the world that's Hefech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hefech Bet Shemayim, and there's a certain, it's a property of being a Nivra, that even though what you are reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what you're not reflects not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reflects something against it. Back up a second, you can't have something come out of itself and oppose itself. It's almost it's a paradox. You can't have something which it comes out and is against itself. So the mashal, if somebody makes a bomb and the bomb explodes and kills the person, so that makes sense. It doesn't cross this problem, because you didn't really create the bomb, you just sort of put together pieces and it blew up and so on. Same person makes a fire, but for instance, a person's antibodies can't attack him, and the person still be around. That which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you couldn't have that which he produced could not be against him. So how do you have this malchus that vatal kadosh baruch hu kvoidei sparach? Rak sheish kan chisorin bebriya atzma shachisorin ein pushrim sparach v'zuah yisasi batzmas. So his teretz is that that's a result of being a nivra. In as much a nivra, that which is does not go against a kadosh baruch hu kvoidei sparach. That which is not is by definition, that which is not will be against HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and by definition, every Nivra is only a limited something, and then it leaves a big area that's not. Lekach HaMalchus Rosh Yodalit, Kamalchus Hema Yetzia Mechvayri Yisbarach, Vu Yisbarach Echad, Vohem Tzoy Misachas Echad, Kashem Tzoy Befrathu Echad. Okay, so here he speaks about a nekuda. He's going to define something, and it will give us a bit a sense of the echad and so on. When I say that something is the middle of something, what do I mean when I say A is the middle of something? Other than just the general direction. So, for instance, let's give an example. The center of gravity means it's the point at which the entire object acts as if all its weight was focused there. In other words, the center point of gravity is the point of the weight of the entire object, as if that's the one point that includes the weight of the entire object. If I say something is a central location, it means that everything in terms of location relates to it, as does everything else relate to it. So going from any place to the town center is the same ease, as, you know, that's why it's the center. All the roads are there. The point of center is all the roads as one. So whenever we talk about center in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, at the center of the world, the Mokum Emtzoi, and there's a lot of other things. If you take a look on the bottom, a whole bunch of things noted. He says at the Emtzah Shaych to Ktusha, the Olam Hashalom is Emtzoi, the school Emtzoi is Meshutif Lekulam, Adom is Bemtzolam, and Adom Hashalom is Bemtzah. Emtzah is a very, very positive point, because the Emtzah is it blurs any distinctions that being in a particular side would have. So the muscle, let's give an example. Let's say you have a chacham echad, a chaim briska, and you have talmidim, that each talmid is a little bit of a different knetch. But the fact that each Talmud is a little bit of a different knage, so it's not exactly Reb Chaim. The midpoint is, but once you hear Reb Chaim's Torah, you understand where all the pieces, the common denominator of all the pieces, and the special twists that's unique to each Nekuda. And that's a big, and it gives us a very big difference in terms of understanding where I have the Etzem Reb Chaim's Torah, and where something contains an element of it. So whenever you speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu klapi the world, the Mashal, so Emtza is always going to be the positive Nekuda, because that's that Keilu is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's is the klal of everything. Every single element that's in the world contains a bit of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, an aspect of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, an angle of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if I want to ask myself, so what in the world resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most? The answer would be the midpoint, the point at which you have the common denominator of all the different angles and directions. And that's what Moshe says when it says, Eretz Yisrael's Emtza Shel Olam, and Yerushalayim is the Emtza of Eretz Yisrael, and so on and so forth. In what sense? I mean, first of all, the truth is, be said, there is a Nekuda geographically where that makes sense. Eretz Yisrael is the midpoint of three continents, basically. But the real issue is on a globe, wherever you put the pin in, it's the Emtza. So in what sense is it the Emtza of the world? And what's the Maila being the Emtza of the world? Actually, this Chazal actually created also some halachic issues about the date line. If it's the Emtza Olam, that would imply the date line is 12 hours to the east and to the west, and many shitas, there are shitas, many shitas have taken it on as being true, the Kuzari says not like that, whatever. That's part of being a hoikas. But Al Kapanim, the Emtza of the world means that this is the Metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, intended for the world, and all the countries that radiate from it, their particularities are particular connection, but not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So the Mitzoy is always the Nekuda of Toiv. Olakach, Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim Sheim Echad Bolvad, Beim Mitzoy Lam. Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim are one, and the Beim Mitzoy Lam. Kem Mitzoy Hu Mesuga Lahem. I want to just address this point also. It says, Chein Yisrael Shu Am Echad, Mesuga Lahem Ha'aret Shu Echad Bolvad, Vishu Beim Mitzoy Lam. He speaks here about things that are emtza, and we explain what emtza is in terms of a location. But he also, but there's another point. He keeps talking about things that are echad. And I want to talk a little bit about this. We speak about Klal Yisrael that there's am echad baretz. Ata echad v'shimcha echad mikamcha Yisrael koi echad baretz. He says, the Beis HaMikdash Hashlayim is Echad. It says in Rashi that we're different than other nations. Other nations have many Beis HaMikdashes and have many different Kohanim and different and many Mizbechos. We have one Kohen, one this. So Rashi says it by Kairach over there. What does it mean when he says we have only one of each? We have one Beis HaMikdash and one, and that's what he says, the Beis HaMikdash is one, and Klal Yisrael is one, Am Echad. I can say it means the best nation, the chosen nation, the nicest nation. What does it mean it's one? So, the Klal is like this. When you have many of a kind, for instance, I have many types of circles in the world. I have big circles, small circles, white circles, gray circles, hot circles, cold circles. I have all sorts of circles. So a circle is a klal, but everything in the world that is circular is an example of it. And in some ways, it carries one of its traits is that. Those things that I can say many of means that none of them are it. But rather examples of it. They're different variations of it. When I speak of one, it means just like a person who's Nivra Yechidi, there's only one of every person. The Ebenezer, when he explains the difference between a noun that's not a proper noun, but a common noun, like, you know, Adam, Ish, and so on, versus things that are proper nouns. So he gives four grammatical distinctions. One is, you can't say many. You can't say, if somebody has five boys in his class, he says, I have Chamesh Yiladim. If a person has five boys named Avram in his shir, he can't say, I have five Avramim, or Avrams in English, I guess. Because a person, a specific person, does not allow for any to be given other than this is it. There are no many Avrams. Each one is an Avram in its own right, and it's not part of a bigger klal. So those in Yonim, Klaisos Am Echod means, or Bagoyim Lo Yishashov, that in some way it doesn't share any characteristics with someone else. A person shares many physical characteristics with animals. And yes, there are many vertebra. There are many land animals. There are many primates. There are different manys. But in as much as a person has a nekuda of Adam, the innermost core of a person's neshama is called yechida, meaning that it is of one of a kind, and therefore it means it's an entire world. Being one is an entire world because it's not an example of. The Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu on minim, on animals, is through minim, its kinds, like we've seen many times Shabbos morning, and the Hashgacha on people is each person individually, because that's the Metzius of Adam. Klal Yisrael is more sharply that. In terms of a Uma, they're Am Echad. Misugla Marchu Echad Bolvad, which Bem Tzayilam. So this Klal Adava, Doveshu Echad Misugloi Hem Tzoy, Vayyitzim Echad Umisafta Dalgin Agdal Ruchois, Shesh Ben Yitzim Emtza. So either I categorize something as being Emtza, which is Klal Yisrael, if you're not Emtza, then automatically you have four coordinates. It's like on a graph. There's one point that is described as the zero point, and it has no coordinates. It is the point zero. Downtown Washington, there's a point zero where Washington was laid out supposedly on a graph, and there's a rock there that's zero, and that's the zero rock where it exhausts from. That doesn't have coordinates. That's zero. That's midpoint. The minute you move away, the moving away is described with coordinates. It's one step east, a half a step north, or whatever. The description of that which is not one, which is not center, is given in four coordinates. In other words, two coordinates with plus and minus values. So you describe everything that's not it in terms of four. L'chein ha-malchis heim dalek k'neged dal ruchos ha-yitzim in ha-emtzoy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he put down the world, defined the world. The Maim HaChazal is so deep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Bria, there was Toyu Voyu Choyshech Tehoyim and a Ruach HaLakim as dead center. In other words, there was the backdrop of that which is not Elikus, and it manifests itself in four different ways, and there is that which is Elikus itself. L'chein dorash min loshon toyu v'voyu dal malchis. That's why he learned out dal malchis. L'chein l'shoynis eloim boim al ha-chisorin sheish bebriya. Because these are the shoynis point at the chisorin bebriya. U'mitzad chisorin ha-briya nischat shel dal malchis. These Dalad Malchis, the essence, the core of these Dalad Malchis, come from there. I want to make another point about this. It's not that they don't have Bechira. It doesn't mean there was a Gzeira that there would be Dalad Malchis, and once we've tagged them as being bad guys, the poor does again, this Xerah that bubble would be Avodah Zarah, and this would be that, so that. Everyone had Bechira. You have Bechira for good or bad, but the bad tends to fall on different fault lines. We describe Lamashal like the Shari Kedusha, Reb Chaim Vital. He describes the different midas ros as being either from the side of Eish or Mayim or Ruach or Ofer. In other words, you have the type of Ra which is Taiva. You have the type of Ra which is arrogance and anger and so on and aggression. So there are the Dalad Malchias, being that they're bad, they fall along four different fault lines. And the tendency, if you're going to be bad, there are four big families of bad. Taiva, and he'll speak about Dalad Malchias also. But on a personal level, it's the way the Reb Chaim Vital says it. Al Kaponim, one more point. When we're talking about Malchias, we need to bear in mind another thing. When a person, you can't label a person automatically on the basis of the nation he comes from. And that's not right. So if a person comes from France, doesn't mean he automatically likes wine. But Frenchmen like wine. In other words, Umos have a personality as well. It's a sort of a common denominator of all the people. It's most of the people. It's a tchuna that's natural for that area. Germans are industrious, and others are lazy, and so on. Different umos have different character traits. So the Dalad Malchias are built into the Bria Sailam because there is going to be there are four broad areas to go off. A Malchus has a personality as a Malchus. We don't just mean that they happen to be a lot of bad people. A nation gets swept up. It's one of those things that's always hard to figure out. If you look at the Germans in World War II, as an Umma, there was a rishis that's incomprehensible. If you then take the people and examine individually, there was a handful of people that were really incomprehensible. The other ones are Germans, just regular German goyim, and put them in one situation, one thing, another thing. And yet, as an Umma together, it took on a personality. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done Umos as an Umma. The Klal Yisrael, there are individuals of Klal Yisrael do Averis. But Klal Yisrael as an Umma rises always above its Avera. So when we talk about Dalad Malchias, we're not speaking only about specific characteristics of individuals, and it's a lot of individuals. We're talking about some sort of Ruach that encompasses an entire nation. Okay, we'll hold it here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr.